With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Texas sheriff says the deaths from flash flooding in central Texas now up to 27.
We will not stop till every single person is found. We've got all the resources we need. We're here for the long haul. As I said, numbers will be changing rapidly. But like I said, we will not stop till everybody. I can't tell you. I've been asked how long will this take. I can't tell you how long it's going to take. It's going to take a while.
That's Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letha. His comments airing on KSAT.
Winning, winning, winning.
That's President Trump yesterday at the White House saying it's been a great 2 weeks for the country.
You're going to see like a rocket ship. You know, we're setting all sorts of economic records right now, and that's before this kicks in. After this kicks in, our country is going to be a rocket ship.
And the president yesterday signing the big, beautiful bill into law. Economist Steve Moore says it's full of great things for the U.S. economy and American families.
It reduces taxes for every family in America. It reduces taxes for virtually all small businesses. It makes American businesses internationally competitive, so we create more jobs here. There's elements of this bill that expand school choice, health savings accounts. It gets rid of the student loan program, forgiveness program of Biden.
Economist Steve Moore, he served in the first Trump administration and spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Donna Warner reports there's a new Legoland resort in Shanghai, China.
China's first Legoland has opened to visitors in Shanghai. The park opened Saturday. It was built with 85 million Lego bricks. This Legoland visitor says his first impression is that it's a good recreation. He says, like a real fairyland of Lego. Shanghai's Legoland is one of 11 Legoland parks across the world. I'm Donna Warder.
And this is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports that polls indicate a lot of people of faith cast their votes for Donald Trump in the recent presidential election.
The Pew Research Center has done a detailed breakdown of the people who went to the polls last fall, and it reveals that white evangelicals were not the only ones who supported Mr. Trump. In November, he won 62% of all Protestants, up 3% from 2020. And the president got 55% of the Catholic vote, up 6%, and a real embarrassment to the Democratic Party, which owned the Catholic vote for most of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Zohran Mamdani, an outspoken critic of Israel, is the expected Democrat nominee for mayor in America's most Jewish city, and that's causing some concerns among New York's Jewish community. They're worried about rising anti-Semitism and their waning political influence in the Big Apple. This is SRN News. In the Senate's effort to pass that big, beautiful bill, a proposal to ban states from regulating artificial intelligence was defeated almost unanimously.
One casualty during the prolonged session was a proposal to deter states from regulating artificial intelligence for a decade. After several attempts at a compromise, Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn teamed up with Democrat Maria Cantwell with an amendment to strike the AI measure after weeks of bipartisan criticism from parent groups and state officials.
There are all of these pieces of legislation dealing with AI that we haven't passed, but you know who has passed it? It is our state.
Jennifer King, Washington.
AAA predicted record travel this year for the 4th of July weekend, and some 72.2 million Americans expected to travel between June 28th and July 6th, most expected to drive. AAA advising drivers to get their vehicles inspected ahead of time to avoid breaking down on the side of the road. More details at srnnews.com.